WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Impeachment has shifted to the Senate.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The president betrayed the country.
Jerry Nadler is one of the seven House Democrats who will act as prosecutors. They'll read the articles of impeachment to senators, will be sworn in as jurors today. The trial will start next week, and Democrats keep demanding new witnesses.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell remains reluctant to do so, even as new evidence emerges from an indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani, Lev Parnas, and new witnesses are willing to testify, like former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Lev Parnas told MSNBC he did not act on his own in the Ukraine controversy.
I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president.
Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on Fox and Friends dismissing the allegations made by former Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas, who claims the president knew exactly what was going on in an effort to get Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden.
And the president has said he did not know him. And I've got to say, you know, just to say Rudy told me these things doesn't mean that it has anything to do with the president. And it certainly doesn't mean that the president was directing him to do anything.
Grisham also criticized House Speaker Pelosi for handing out ceremonial pens when she signed the articles of impeachment. Dave?
John, police in Ukraine are opening an investigation into whether the former U.S. ambassador, who disapproved of the pressure put on Ukraine, was removed from her post, came under illegal surveillance. Ukraine is also asking the FBI to help investigate reports Russian hackers targeted Burisma, that Ukrainian gas company at the heart of the Ukraine controversy, because Hunter Biden was a board member. Iran keeps ramping up its nuclear program after the U.S. pulled out of the international deal signed in 2015.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said overnight the country is enriching more uranium than before the deal was reached, and the Israeli military said this week that Iran would have enough uranium for a nuclear bomb by the end of the year.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The Chief Justice, who will today be sworn in to preside over the Trump impeachment trial at the Senate, got some attention for what he said during arguments on the court.
An internet meme came to life yesterday at the Supreme Court when Chief Justice John Roberts invoked OK Boomer for the first time. The court is hearing a federal workplace age discrimination case, and Roberts used the phrase in a hypothetical exchange to determine when an older federal employee might be able to win a suit under the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. The phrase is used by younger people to criticize baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1965. The justices, who range in age from 52 to 86, are hearing the case of a Veterans Affairs worker who was in her early 50s when she sued for age discrimination after being denied promotions and training opportunities. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's one less condemned killer on death row in Texas. The morning after John Gardner got a lethal injection for murdering his wife 15 years ago, his last words, "I want to see the Lord Jesus so bad." After Gardner apologized to his wife's family, saying he knows they cannot forgive him, but hopes someday they will. Today, Georgia plans to kill a killer.
Jimmy Meters is scheduled to receive a lethal injection tonight for the shooting death of a Brunswick, Georgia convenience store clerk in October of 1987 in a robbery that netted $38. Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles held a hearing yesterday on Meters' request to commute his sentence to life in prison. He'll not have a decision until sometime today while the execution preparations continue. Several of the jurors who voted to send Meters to death row now say they would have chosen life in prison without parole, but weren't given that option. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Americans did quite a bit of shopping for the holidays. Retail sales rose 0.3% last month, and Wall Street futures are rising. So the Dow and the S&P 500 could add to the record highs set yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 36-year-old Sullivan man has been charged in connection with the holdup of a cell phone store in Urbana this week. Urbana police said Monday night a man went into the Boost Mobile store at 510 North Cunningham Avenue and demanded cash from two clerks. He had his hand in his pocket indicating he had a gun. The employees handed over several hundred dollars in cash and left the store. Brian Lincolns has been charged with aggravated robbery and burglary. Police had found Lincolns in the laundry room of a nearby trailer park. University of Illinois trustees today will vote on a proposal that would end a five-year in-state tuition freeze for incoming freshmen and raise the cost of tuition by 1.8%. University of Illinois officials said the base tuition for in-state undergrads next fall would go up by $218 a year to $12,254. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Up to 28 with the sunshine. 16 our low tonight. Winds picking up. We've got rain or flurries or ice in the forecast tomorrow, but it should happen late. High 30, low 28.
We're clean and green for the Cardinal Caravan.
I think so.
It's going to be later in the day, maybe.
It's just that they have other stops, and they think about that when
they
leave.
They just have to stay at the I Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, just stay.
I love that idea. What a great place.
We'll hang out.
We've got a high 41, a low 5 on Saturday, up to 12, down to 2 on Sunday. Right now, the temperature is at 19.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, if they get stuck at the I Hotel, Sam will get them a bunch of rooms, and we'll hang.
Who is this?
We will hang on and have the Cardinals stay here. I think it's going to be okay. I'm hoping. We're excited to see Tommy Edman and Daniel Ponce de Leon and Matthew Libertor and Nolan Gorman. That'll be fun. Cardinal Caravan free. And we're looking for you tomorrow at noon at the I Hotel and Conference Center. Cue the band. Bill on. Warren's calling in a second. Let's do a quick call. Hold on. Cut music. Bill Yackel, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you?
I am great, Stevie J. Diane, how are you all?
Well, good.
You're good.
Weekend's calling for single digits. What does that mean in your life?
Means we're ready. We are going to be ready for our customers and those furnace issues that we're having. We just came through. It's the Midwest. We had all this rain. We had a ton of plumbing calls and sump issues. We were answered the bell, and now it's the cold weather. So it's the Midwest. We're ready for whatever the weather throws.
Well, you guys are kind of like firemen, man. You got to be ready for the call. You got to go. When you get the call, you got to go. And then you got to tell them, well, they're going to say when, and you're going to say as soon as we can. I mean, all that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We put a lot of preparation. There's a lot of people behind the scenes and certainly our technicians. You know, it's kind of the unsung heroes. Guys, that when you meet us, when that call comes late, when it's cold out, when it's nasty out, also kind of like the post office, you know, rain, sleet, or snow.
You're there.
We're there to help our customers.
Bill, how do people reach Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing?
355-5512 or landsinc.com.
You're the man, my friend.
Excellent.
Thank you. Talk soon.
See you guys.
That's Bill Yackel. He kind of runs the
got a couple of
shop.
Texts talking about Arenado and how we're saying it. I don't get it.
It doesn't matter.
Just like it sounds.
I'm not going to worry about it till he actually comes. And then I'll show him the respect. I think it's Nolan Arenado is what I understand. And you know what? I'm not worrying about it till he signs. And then I'll go to phonetic school. Whatever. I just wanted to play third base for me. I want Nolan to play for my team, the Cardinals. I don't know. I'm not going to hold my breath. I know it's a lot of money. I know that the Cardinals generally don't do that. They don't spend $30, $35 million a year on a player. That's not their MO. But we do need a guy like that. That'd be phenomenal if you had Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado at third base. He's an all-star, perennial all-star, 7-time gold glove. Guy's great. He's a good hitter. Okay, now cue the band. Blast from the past here. Pull this out of the archives. It's an important part of your life, my friends. Avoid sugar.
That's right.
Is there something strange in your sugar mood? Who are you going to call?
Sugar Buster!
Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Warren Honeycutt in Memphis, Tennessee. How are you, my friend? Who are you going to
call? I'm doing great, Stevie J. And how are you?
I'm great. I just miss you and miss talking to you. We started a program called Sugar Busters where we tried to stay 30 grams of sugar or less a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done, I'd say, fairly well over the course of time, and my habits have changed.
Yes.
Thanks to you.
That's right.
How are you?
Wonderful.
You still look
wonderful.
The same? You still look like a top 10 Mr. America?
Uh-huh.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but yeah, I'm pretty much the mirror image of what you knew a few years ago. Yes.
Man, oh man, and you're just out there. You're doing a lot of work. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, right now I'm doing a radio show for the Mr. Olympia and some of those guys, America's Next Great Trainer. Also working with a couple of Hollywood producers on actually getting on air a show for kids. Around health, fitness, and life principles to live life positive with abundance, energy, and passion.
Good.
As a superhero, and those things are going on, and doing the Fox News contribution thing often now.
Well, good. You're great at what you do. He's a fitness specialist. He's 6-time Mr. America finalist. He's the author of Get Lean. Warren, you've been talking this morning about anti-aging. I need a little of that.
Yeah, we need some tips.
What's up with that?
Well, first, real quickly, Stevie J, before we get into the tips, the guy that wrote this article is a friend of mine who is in Guinness Book of World Records, not only in fitness, but strength and endurance. Mm. And you know what a free handstand push-up is, right,
yes.
Stevie J?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not against the wall. He was on just his hands, and if his nose didn't touch the floor, it didn't count, and Guinness judges were looking. 321.
What? Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like walking on your hands, you can't lean against the wall, up and down, touching your nose,
right.
321.
That's crazy.
21. Without stopping.
What was that person's
13,000.
Name?
His name is Dr. Robert Goldman.
Wow.
And he was a co-founder of the anti-aging movement. Anything you see in regards to stem cell and everything else had its beginnings with anti-aging. And he was and still is very involved with that. And he wrote an article with 12 tips for staying young.
Well, help me out. Give me the best ones I can hold on to right now.
Well, you already know him, Stevie J. Actually, as we... pull this together. I was thinking back in the days when we were on each week, and we talked about so many of these, but certainly, we can just run through them real quick without getting into details, but don't get out in the sun too often or too much.
Yep.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
There's tons of benefit with that, especially in regard to weight loss, and I'm not talking about just staying full of water. I'm talking about your metabolism works only when it's saturated with water.
Mm-hmm.
Supplements. We do not get in America now from the grocery stores foods, even if you choose properly and correctly, the foods we need for proper nutrients. And it certainly needs to be an organic supplement, a multivitamin, multi-mineral. And then next is... And here we go, Stevie J, exercise.
Yep.
Probably heard that one before,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, I have. Yes, sir.
And then strength and stretching. Then reducing stress. We all know that stress is a huge factor in high blood pressure, stroke, heart attack, and a lot of other, even cancers. And reducing the stress. The best way to reduce stress, and actually the only natural way God gave us to reduce stress, is exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And then nutrition is key. You remember I used to quote Jack LaLanne all the time, exercise is king, nutrition is queen, bring them together for a great kingdom called life. And so, that's what Dr. Goldman says as well. And then the next one, I think most people will go, hey, really? Well, doggone, I want to get young fast. have regular sex. So that is another factor in a healthy long life. And this was written by Dr. Walter Gammon, who does Staying Young in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And myself know Dr. Gammon and been on his show many times, but he says having sex certainly helps you stay young. And then getting your beauty sleep. Once more, Stevie J, Diane, we've talked about this many, many times on how important sleep is. And when you exercise and stay away from sugar, you sleep better. Mm-hmm. Well,
Go right ahead. You know, keep going.
I was just going to say, this one is one that most people have never heard of. And Dr. Goleman says, if you want to live a long life, let it be a spiritual life. Mm-hmm. And there's studies that have shown and proven that atheists die quicker and without as much, not just longevity, but life in their life than people with faith.
Yep.
And that one is a real beautiful takeaway in my mind.
Well,
and then next to last is staying mentally active and involved, and certainly, you know, develop a core of people that you can be socially active with. Those are the 12. I know it was real quick, but this article can be seen and read in full at Newsmax, January 12th this year, 2020.
And people can connect with you as always, Warren, at gethoneycut.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. You certainly can.
GetHoneycut.com. And you've been such a positive force for everybody, Warren. We love you. You're the man. You really are.
Love you guys and wish you the very best year coming up that you've ever had in your life. And may you have many more of them in this life.
You as well, my friend. Let's stay in touch.
Thanks, Warren.
It's always a pleasure connecting.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
You betcha. Warren Honeycutt.
And, of course, we podcast at ESPNCU.com, so you can listen back later today.
Definitely, I changed my sugar habits because of him.
I did.
I fell off the wagon a little bit on the ship.
Uh-huh.
And had some sweets. Felt more lethargic.
But I know a lot of people, especially looking at the drinks, reduce their pop intake, and that's key.
Well, you just don't want to overdo it because the average human in America has a half a pound to a pound of processed sugar a day.
Mm-hmm.
That is really too much, and it's not good for us. I need a pound more water.
Me too.
Here we go, sports headline.
Illinois women in action against Purdue. As far as Big Ten boards yesterday, Rutgers over Indiana 59-50. Minnesota beat Penn State 75-69. Had an upset with Alabama, taking down number 4, Auburn. So now they have a loss in their bracket. Let's see, 83-64 was the final. San Diego State, the lone perfect record at this point. On to the NBA. We had Indiana over Minnesota, 104-99. The Bulls over Washington, 115-106. On ice, the Blackhawks win 4-1 over Montreal. The Flyers over the Blues in overtime. That final was 4-3. Looks like Zion Williamson will be back in action with the New Orleans Pelicans soon. Of course, that torn meniscus and then surgery dates back to October, but he's been recuperating well. Of course, we've got our Cardinal Caravan coming up, and pretty cool to see Matthew Libitor and his best friend Nolan Gorman on the panel.
Yep.
Matthew is new to the Cardinals organization. Helping us through the panel will be broadcaster Mike Claiborne, and it'll be neat to meet Tommy Edman and Daniel Ponce de Leon. Yeah. Our alumni include Kyle McClellan and Bernard Gilkey. Of course, I'll be handing out those autograph tickets to those 15 and under when you come in the doors at 11 a.m. The program starts promptly at noon. We've got the Illini Land FCA doing their raffle tickets. If you're interested in Cardinal tickets and some of the promotional items and some experiences, it's pretty cool. Their table full of prizes.
Yeah.
A lot of times people grab those pocket calendars too that they bring. So Cardinal fans, this is the place to be between noon and one. If you want to get that one item signed, you could be there a little extra.
But it's a great system. They get it down and you'll get your autograph.
And it's presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance.
Looking forward to it at the iHotel and Conference Center. Doors open at 11 The show's at 12 noon tomorrow with the Cardinals. Let's check your weather.
All right, we've got a high 28 with the sunshine, 16 our low tonight. Temperature's not fluctuating much. We've got a high 30, low 28, but 70% chance of precipitation, especially late. 90% chance of precipitation as temperatures go from 41 to 5 on Saturday. Only in the teens on Sunday. We're currently at 19 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, this record-breaking Dow, I mean, we've been on this ride.
Yeah, up and down.
It's up 11,000 points in the Trump administration. Your 401ks, if you have one, is better than it was by a lot. Check what's going to happen today now at 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. The U.S. and China signed the first phase of a trade pact that outlines a $200 billion spending spree to try and close China's trade imbalance with the U.S. But some analysts are skeptical that China can absorb that much. They're also wondering if the U.S. can deliver. More good news on the employment front. The number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits in early January fell for the fifth week, helping to fuel a strong labor market as 2020 gets underway. And if you've been staying away from romaine lettuce, health officials say it's safe to put it back in your salad. Romaine was responsible for a recent outbreak of E. coli. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Carol Zimmer. Invest in you.
America is a special place. It's a place where we work for what we want and speak up for what we believe, where we have the power to change the course of our nation and the world. Every 4 years, we make a choice for ourselves, for our families, for our future. We do something most people across the globe only dream of. Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching.
Hey, Cardinals Nation. The Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Jump on the Cardinals Caravan. The Cardinals Caravan. Rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 17th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9841.
And we're looking for people this morning. This will be the last call for this on our Stever offer that have not been to the Blossom Basket Florist or have not been to, it's kind of like saying if you've been to McDonald's. Blossom Basket has been around a long time, so let's just say in the last year, if you haven't gone to the Blossom Basket in the last year, we'll call that, you know, never been. So if you'd like $50 that I'll give you to spend there to lift somebody up, to brighten their day, to say thank you, to say I love you, to say whatever you want to say. It's pretty fun to give flowers because they're so appreciative. And one guy came in and said, my wife's going to be so fired up. I'm going to give her flowers and she's going to be happy and I didn't pay. So I said, okay, I'll buy them for you.
Okay.
So 359-2255, send in a text to me that says never been. And that'll indicate you haven't been to the Blossom Basket in at least a year. And you have a very good chance to get $50 from me this morning. You have to use it within a week. You'll have to tell me what you thought of your experience. Those are the two rules we have when we hand out money. And it's not too onerous, I wouldn't think, to do that. So, again, last call. Never been. If you want to text me now, 359-2255, 359-2255. I wonder if anybody is planning around here to go to the Cubs-Cardinals in London.
I haven't heard that yet. I know it's June 13th and 14th.
You can go for, I think it's two games. Is it two or three? Two games, maybe. And I think this has been out for a while, and I think people that intended to go, I've just wondered if I should throw a trip together. I just think it was very cost prohibitive and not sure. I might just ask the crowd tomorrow if they'd be interested, if I put it together, if I put together a bus.
So what do you think? Like $4,000?
I'm not exactly sure. I think the packages were that much. I think they were something like $3,000 or $4,000, which sounded like a lot to me. And so if I say, let's do a bus trip to London, and they're going to say, well, how are you going to do that? And I said, well, yeah, figuratively, we do the bus when we land in London, because I can't drive to London on a bus. I go through the Bering Straits, I guess, is figure out how to get across that 26 mile. Okay. Anyway, if you would like, I'm just kind of thinking out loud right now. We looked at it. It would be really a cool trip. Spend 4 or 5 days over in London. Maybe take the Channel, go to Paris for a day, something
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember the pricing being so darn high because they control the tickets. I couldn't get tickets, and so the tickets are part of the package. Anyway, it's weird. I don't know. Eventually, they'll be on StubHub, I would think.
June 13th and 14th yeah. are the games. I know for us, it's a 12:10 start on the 13th, and then 7:40 on Sunday morning, the 14th.
So one's an evening, one's an afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to get hotels and planes and all these other things. Anyway, just thinking out loud. I just don't exactly know if people would... I think they'd spend... $1,500 or something, but I don't know about $4,000.
Yeah.
That's the packaging I was seeing was $3,000 and $4,000.
Especially per person, because you think
that's a lot of money.
If you had your spouse and maybe a family member or two. Wow.
Yeah. I thought it was out there. I think it's cool, but you're not going to see it any better than you will on your TV. Because, and the stadium they're at, it isn't really baseball. It's kind of not as steep, so it's further back from the field. It'd be cool to be there. Cubs and Cardinals in London's kind of cool. All right, 8:26, stand by. I'm going to give you a chance here for 4 tickets to the Illini basketball game. We'll do that in just a few moments. If you're interested, hang on. We'll do that in a few minutes. The Illini play Northwestern. That's a team you have to beat in Champaign for sure. If we do that, we're going to be 5-2 in conference, in as hard a conference as I can remember in the Big Ten. It's amazing how deep we are.
Yeah.
With good basketball teams.
Agreed.
And I don't know how many will make it. Generally, no more than 7 or 8 make it from the Big Ten, but I don't know. We might be taller than that this year because this league is hard. I mean, you go on the road anywhere. At Penn State, at Rutgers, those kind of a drive-through win, come home. I mean, boy, that's just not the case anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go to Northwestern. The weakest team, it looks like, in this conference, but that's not going to be easy at their place.
Agreed.
It's just tough. Yeah. So we'll see. Guys got all rested up, ready to go. 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Stand by in just a few moments. You'll have a chance to pick up 4 tickets to that for free. Hang on.
Got some texts on my personal line saying I'm in on that Cubs trip to London.
Give me your credit card and see how you're in. Really? Do you know how much?
Well, I mean, we're talking about it on the air.
Text your personal friend, 4,000, ?
Okay.
Times one.
Okay.
I mean, we can put it together. It's just, well, you want to spend it. I can coordinate it. I can figure out the tickets. We can do all that. I'm saying we because I'm talking about Bill Owen.
Yeah, Stevie J Travel.
He's the man. I'm just figurehead, kind of. He's the man. 828.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 25%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
Hi, folks. What's on your agenda for Friday, February 7th, 2020? We would love to have you join us as a box dweller for our One Winter Night community awareness event. Our goal this year is challenging, but we feel with your support, we can reach our $350,000 goal. So get your church, business, friends, or small group together and email me, rob@cuathome.us, to join the team today. To sign up for One Winter Night, please visit www.cuathome.us and get a new perspective on what it would be like to be homeless in Champaign.
I'm Troy Lands. At Lands, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-to-8 same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and Comfort Club maintenance plans, You can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Lev Parnas, an indicted associate of President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani, says President Trump knew all about and approved the plan to pressure Ukraine's president to announce a Joe Biden investigation or lose American support.
It wasn't just military aid, it was all aid. Basically, their relationships would be sour, that we would stop giving him any kind of aid.
He tells MSNBC he personally got that message to Ukraine's president-elect. Parnas is charged with violating campaign finance laws, and President Trump's spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says he's just trying to reduce his exposure to federal prison. She says about Democrats' demands for more witnesses and documents at the president's impeachment trial in the Senate.
They want what they didn't do in the House, which is, it's fantastical to think about.
The now-delivered articles of impeachment will be read in the Senate today. That's scheduled for noon. And then Chief Justice John Roberts is sworn in to preside over the trial. He will then swear in senators as jurors. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. University of Illinois trustees today will vote on a proposal that would end a five-year in-state tuition freeze for incoming freshmen and raise the cost of tuition by 1.8%. University of Illinois officials said the base tuition for in-state undergrads next fall would go up by $218 a year to $12,254. The News Gazette says the in-state tuition increases will help it attract and keep faculty. A 32-year-old Urbana man is accused of having sex with a teen in the back of his cab. Aaron King has been charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse. The alleged victim, a teenage girl, told state police she had called a cab to take her back to the Pavilion, a behavioral treatment facility in Champaign, after work. The Pavilion has a contract with the local cab company to transport its clients. She said the driver had sex with her in the backseat of his cab in a parking lot. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you so much for stepping up and, being part of the call here. U of I Police Department, happy to have you. Nina Thigpen is who we're meeting here at Stevie J Broadcasting as our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. How does that feel?
It was actually a little surprising. When they first told me, I was like, what? Me? What did I do? I was like, oh, wow, I haven't been here that long to do anything really, right? It's actually been a year, 2-3 days ago.
Well, so, and yeah. You seem like you're kind of on the rookie scale.
Yes, I am.
You're younger.
But it's definitely a wonderful experience to be recognized and just to know that I'm doing my job well and everybody really sees that.
That's great. Well, welcome aboard and thank you for being a part of things for public safety and community service in our community.
Yes, no problem.
And go Illini, I-L-L.
Yes, I-N-I.
try.
There you go.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine. Today's high 28, 16 our low tonight. Winds picking up. We've got them at 17 miles per hour right now. We've got starting out partly cloudy and then light wintry mix is what they're calling it, with a high 30, low 28 for tomorrow's forecast. Morning rain, windy, and then temperatures could be dropping down into the single digits on Saturday, high 41, but only up to 14 as we reverse those numbers on Sunday.
Wait a minute, 41 Saturday, 14 on Sunday?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Single digits both nights.
Uh-huh.
And Monday night also.
Gotcha.
So, have the coat, gloves, and hat ready.
Yep.
The scarf and all that. Temperatures currently at 19 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay. We have four tickets to Illinois and Northwestern. If you'd like them, text in Illini 359-2255. That's text number
14. Maybe we can make it happen a little quicker.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes me a while to count, and only one text is needed, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for you to text in 14.
Yeah, 14th unique text, 359-2255. I still don't understand how people can do more than one text at a time.
Just send, 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 send.
I don't know. Anyway,
359-14,
that's right, hands-free. 359-2255, text in Illini to have a chance at these four seats for Illinois Northwestern Saturday afternoon. Fighting the Illini off to a really good start in the Big Ten. There's lots of buzz, lots of hope. We're ranked for the first time in 6 years, which is amazing. I had no idea it'd been that long because we've got, since Lou Henson got it going in the early 1980s, we've always kind of been a perennial player. And then Lou retired and the revolving door started with Lon Kruger and Bill Self and Bruce Weber and John Gross and now Brad Underwood.
I guess John Gross's Akron team is pretty good.
Well, good. I'm hoping for nothing but the best for him. He's a good guy.
Uh-huh.
And how about assistant coaches? How good has it gotten? I mean, back in the day, like 20 years ago, guys used to get $60,000 a year being assistant coach. That's pretty good. The lowest paid football assistant next year will be $275,000 a year.
Wow.
A good gig if you can get it. I don't want it. I wouldn't do it because
a lot of pressure, a lot of hours.
Well, and that's, I believe, this is just totally anecdotal in my opinion, but I believe the reason football coaches go in at 6 a.m. and leave at 1 a.m. is because they don't understand how they're getting paid so much. So they have to justify it by staying way too long. I am so against men giving up their lives to coach at the big time level. I don't think it's necessary, and I don't think it's worth never seeing your family. I think it's unhealthy. I'm a real opinion on that one. But they do. They go on at 6 and leave at 1 a.m. Too much. Anyway, good for them. Happy for them. Way to go. Rod Smith will be paid $700,000 as offensive coordinator. Good for you. Go and for those people that say, that's just too much. Okay, go get it. You do it. It might be a lot, but the thing's gotten that big. Big time sports, Big Ten Network. It's what the market bears. Good for them. It's a lot more than you used to pay for an assistant coach. But if you can get that kind of pay and you want to do that kind of work, go for it. Because you can get fired like today. So there's that. I am happy for those men and women who get paid well coaching. But I think it's a tough gig and you better save your money. Okay, 8:37. Earlier this morning from the White House, John Decker talking Democrats and who's going to make it through. Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah, we've spoken about this before, Stevie. I think that at the end of the day, end of the process, that Joe Biden will likely be the nominee for Democrats. And if he wins, if he manages to win Iowa, game over. He is likely going to be, for certain, the nominee for Democrats. He will be President Trump's opponent in November of 2020, and it'll be a race. It'll be an interesting race because, as you mentioned, Joe Biden is a gaffe machine. He makes gaffes almost on a daily basis, certainly on a weekly basis, which makes it that much more difficult to make your case if you are trying to defeat President Trump in 2020. And that's why I think it's going to be an interesting race if he ends up being the nominee, Stevie.
Well, how do you appease Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? How do you appease Ilhan Omar and the far-left progressives? Because they've got to vote for the Democrats to have a chance. And if they stay home, that would be bad for the Democrats.
Well, one way you could do it, if you're a Joe Biden and if you're the nominee, is you look to someone on the bottom of the ticket, the vice presidential part of the ticket, that would mollify those progressives who are disappointed that an establishment Democrat is at the top of the ticket. So that's one way that you do it. I don't know who that person may be, and that's something that Joe Biden has to contend with if he ultimately becomes the nominee for the Democratic Party. It's something that every nominee has to consider when they're choosing a running mate.
Yeah, John Decker earlier, so he believes Joe Biden coupled with a progressive. And who that might be, would it be Bernie? No. Elizabeth Warren? Kamala Harris, pretty far left? Somebody who's left the race? How about Marianne Williamson? How do you not love Marianne Williamson, who got out of the race just a week or so ago? She's the one that wanted to battle Donald Trump on love. I love it. Love it. More love. Let's go. Tulsi Gabbard? Nah. No. She wouldn't be there. Kamala, maybe. That's be somebody pretty far out there. And approved by the so-called squad. They're going to have to get the blessing of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was a coffee barista before she ran the Democratic Party. It's stunning. And good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go. This is America. Let's just not forget, in 2002, Barack Obama, had his credit card turned down at the Los Angeles airport. Right. 2008, he was president of the United States.
Was he a community organizer in Chicago or something?
Yeah, he's a state rep.
Okay.
Illinois state rep, not necessarily very distinguished, but he was an Illinois state rep and a community organizer. And you go from your credit card getting turned down, which I think we've all probably experienced at some point in our life, to being president in 6 years is pretty remarkable. God bless America. That's awesome. And so here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez serving me my latte. And now she's running the Democratic Party.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
You got to love that stuff. Only in America.
So, texture number 14 with the initials CB, when I tried calling, says, can't talk right now.
So they won?
Yeah.
And kind of
I hate to call another person because then, you know, there's confusion. And
okay,
good. Go Illini.
Go Illini.
You are a winner, and thank you, and I'll reach out for some
How dare
stuff
they prioritize work?
To put over on your price sheet.
How can you do that?
And we'll see it before 5 o'clock on Friday
over
here by Meyer at 2702 Boulder in Urbana.
Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka and I are going to need about an hour tomorrow to sort through all we've missed.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be a conversation. I have not gotten hold of Coach in a while. We were gone. I just left him alone. But I'll text him today and see if he's good to go, and we'll ramp it up. There's just a lot to cover. A lot to go over since the last time we spoke, which was before Christmas. So we'll get together with Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny tomorrow at 7:35, as we normally do on Fridays. And again, Cardinal Caravan. We're all fired up for the Cardinal Caravan tomorrow. We have so many wonderful St. Louis Cardinal fans in the region. They come from all over Central Illinois to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And a chance to tell Tommy Edman, which I'll tell him tomorrow, that he's, in my opinion, the reason the Cardinals made that run. I believe he was a spark plug that turned it around for the Cardinals. He's just terrific. And maybe I'll ask him on the microphone, if given a chance, about the wedding. I like the backstory where he had this wedding planned and it was all good to go because he was a minor league baseball player and his season was over in September and they planned an October wedding. And then lo and behold, he gets called up to the major leagues and goes nuts and becomes instrumental and they make the playoffs and they have to cancel the wedding and put it off a month. Now, it's not that easy.
Imagine being the fiance and pulling your hair out going, what?
Yeah, but imagine making $517,000 a year and you weren't doing that before.
That's true.
So he'll get the league minimum, whatever it was. It was more than he was getting at AAA. So you're real happy for them. So they had to make arrangements to change all the DJ and the food. There's a lot that goes right. I mean, you know.
I know.
So we'll see Tommy Edmond. Daniel Ponce de Leon is the guy that almost died. He had a line drive to the head.
Oh.
He was the guy that was bleeding on the brain and all that and surgery.
Oh, shoot.
Took a line drive to the head in the minor leagues and has come back wonderfully and is a wonderful pitcher. And usually it's just really, really good to know these guys. And it's Matthew Liberatore and Nolan Gorman could be the next Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina for all we know.
That's right.
Future stars is how you would label them. So tomorrow noon, come on. Doors open at 11. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes will sell you raffle tickets to benefit FCA for all the Cardinal gear and tickets they give away.
Mm-hmm.
Diane will be doing that. And kids, you get tickets to go first in line for your one autographed item. Missouri
Farm Bureau Insurance.
Yeah, sponsors. Sports headlines coming up.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign has something for everyone. Serving great steaks, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, along with the first-class wine, cocktail, and beer selection. Weekend brunches roll out a party with a mimosa bar and breakfast classics. Or maybe you need some private space for your next event, lunch, or meeting. Email sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 237-3505 for information on three private rooms. Big Grove, big flavor.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask him for his blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
You've tackled to-do lists all year long, and it's only January. So treat yourself and your skin to some well-deserved R&R. Come to Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event and discover 50% off daily beauty steals from must-have brands like Mario Badescu, Dermalogica, and Clinique. And for a little extra skin love, talk to one of our licensed skin experts for a customized facial and skincare recommendations. Skincare equals self-care at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, now through January 25th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Yeah, sports headlines. All right, Diane.
Go Illini. They're coming off a win over the Golden Gophers. Let's hope the Illini women can beat Purdue. Parkland has a game at 7:30 tonight. They're 12-4 on the season and have Malcolm X College, in case you want to check that out. Big Ten basketball last night on the men's side had Rutgers over Indiana, and Minnesota beat Penn State. An upset to take note of in the top five. Alabama beat number four Auburn 83-64, giving them their first loss of the season. Now San Diego State, the lone perfect record at this point. And number 18, Seton Hall, 78-70 winners over number 5, Butler. South Carolina beat number 10, Kentucky, 81-78. On to the NBA, where the Pacers beat Minnesota, 104-99. The Bulls winners over Washington, 115-106. On ice, the Blackhawks over Montreal, 4-1. Flyers over the St. Louis Blues in overtime. That final was 4-3. Cardinal Caravan tomorrow at noon, iHotel and Conference Center.
And tomorrow I'll have another pair to give away for the Illini and Northwestern. That's on Saturday. Then we go to Purdue on Tuesday. And then I believe at Michigan on Saturday. So things will ratchet up a bit. And then home Minnesota. I believe we're at, then we go to Iowa. And then I think we have Maryland and Michigan State at home. This is just, where's my patsy? Where's my easy game?
That's right.
There is no easy game.
I know. And as far as the last three games, the 24th, Nebraska, March 1st, Indiana, March 8th, Iowa.
Yeah.
You could win a pair of tickets to that when you pop by Jets Pizza.
Got a box over there?
Neil and Green, and also the Round Barn at 1907 West Springfield Avenue, in case you'd like to sign up to win a pair of tickets to the last three home games.
Just enter, and I might win, huh?
That's right.
All right, Jets
Pizza. Pull a winner on February 21st.
Very
so
good.
You got some time on that.
Yep. Okay, good tip. Good tip to try and win because, you know, obviously as we win more, there's more demand.
Mm-hmm.
People like being part of that winner thing. Okay, 8:48, check your weather coming up.
There are good ideas and there are better ideas. Renting a truck, asking your friends to help you move, and buying a bunch of pizzas to feed them after they're all worn out might be a good idea, but a better idea is to hire Two Men in a Truck and let them take the stress out of your move. Two Men in a Truck will only send professional movers and no day labor. There's better ways to spend time with your friends. Contact the movers who care and save your friendships. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Hey, Cardinals Nation. The Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Jump on the Cardinals Caravan. The Cardinals Caravan. Rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 17th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him, and your children will be able to buy countertops from his children. Luther Falls has always been here, and they always will be, because they're simply the best at fabricating quartz and granite countertops. I'm Jay Lehman, and that's why I use Luther Falls for my own kitchen countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Mattis in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com. Mm-hmm.
Financing now available.
Okay. So Jay Lehman put on social media yesterday, how many times can you wear jeans before you have to wash them? Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend,
exactly.
Eh?
Exactly.
I got
you.
Yeah.
And I love the response, because I tell the kids, you shouldn't, you know, wash your jeans after every wear. It wears them out. They'll, you know, they won't fit the same.
That's as arbitrary as, 'cause doesn't it kind of depend?
Yeah. I mean, sure, stains. And
yeah, but I mean, if you're...
If it stinks.
If you're wearing them around town and shopping, or are you cleaning out the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no answer for that. you shouldn't wear your clothes after one wear.
I mean, he probably had 50 responses.
What'd they say?
I mean, a lot of people like me, stains, stink, equal wash.
Stains.
Mm-hmm. Like if you spill something on there, obviously you're going to wash it.
Don't you get a little towel and wash it off if, you know, I do that?
Oh, I guess you could do that.
No, exactly. I spill something on my knee, like, say, salad dressing. I'll get a towel and wash that area of the knee and have a cold knee for a bit, but that's no big deal.
Okay. Well, and my 17-year-old daughter, Anna, has these skinny jeans, and she says once she wears them once, they're all stretched out.
Well, there's that. So. I do remember the stretch tight thing, and yes, they do stretch out, and so you want them to fit tight.
Right.
I get that. I'm all over that, Anna. I remember that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You did that.
Well,
okay.
I did it with my shirts. Remember, I had to pick Janet up, and I had to have just lifted weights.
Yes.
So we wanted that
all buff,
tight look.
Worn, honeycut looking.
That's exactly, well, not quite like that. But yeah, well, it's an interesting query there, Jay Lehman.
Exactly.
How soon should you wash your jeans? How many wear can you?
Mm-hmm.
I look at that as a totally arbitrary, and I don't have a number.
Right.
Does anybody have
right.
a number? Some people have a number.
Right. Well, and there were many responses. I got to wash them every time
wow.
I wear them.
That's just a lot, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
A lot of laundry. But, you know, if you're a single person, it's all good.
I guess, too, some are going to say, you know, does it smell?
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
And then you got to smell your own jeans.
Sniff test.
Yeah. Check your weather.
We've got a high 28 with the sunshine. 16 hour low tonight. Late showers, maybe some snow, maybe some ice, with tomorrow's high around the freezing point and down to around 28. 70% chance of precipitation for us. Then a 90% chance of precipitation Saturday morning. Windy with gusts inside 30 miles per hour. High 41, down to 4. 14 the high on Sunday. 19 now with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
What about shirts? What about socks?
I mean, really the whole gamut of things.
Yeah.
And back in the day, my mom used to have a towel for each of us, and we would have it on the towel rack.
Yeah.
And pretty much once a week, we'd wash towels. Well, my kids just grab a towel from the towel closet and then throw it in the laundry every time.
Every time.
And I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Well, you do that in hotels.
Yeah, hotel doing the laundry. That's not my bill.
Well, tell them they do the laundry.
Right.
We don't do towels every day.
Right.
Those are questions I've never been asked. Well, that's Jay Layman, man.
Exactly.
He's a walking, talking entertainment machine, man.
I'm telling you, so much good energy. I was so glad he was part of our team here at ESPN 93.5.
Well, he's on with Jeremy Warner every year now, and Jay Layman could come into the radio station and start with Abbott, Aardvark. He'd read the phone book. I'd listen to him.
He's fascinating.
He's just one of those guys.
He's just got that good energy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. It's Thursday. There's not much going on sports-wise for us here. Basketball Saturday. I think the NFL championships are pretty good. The NFC, AFC championships would be fun. Super Bowl coming up a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. February 2nd, down in New Orleans. Yeah. J-Lo and Shakira on the halftime entertainment.
J-Lo and Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give Jennifer.
I bet Pitbull makes an appearance because he's a Miami guy.
You got to give Jennifer Lawrence tip of the cap, staying relevant.
Lopez?
I mean, Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez is relevant. Like 50 years old, and she's still relevant.
Well, especially with the A-Rod and all
that.
Yeah,
right. But it's good marketing now. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Jeremy Warner is next. Thank you for listening. We'll meet tomorrow on the radio. Mike Ditka, Brother John, 8735. Have a great Thursday.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league. No!
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation... like Joe.
I keep tossing and turning with our company's marketing responsibility heavy on my mind.
Minuteman Press.
I've got to go get calendars with our logo, some custom stamps, and full-color letterhead.
Minuteman Press.
Our event is coming up and I need table tents, programs done up.
Minuteman Press.
Jeez, I'll never get to sleep.
Thanks for starting your day here at Stevie J Broadcasting.
Go to Minuteman Press. Head to their website, cuprinting.com.
Big Ten basketball is back in State Farm Center, and your Fighting Illini are ready to excite.
Georgie left the hole! A drive on the baseline, and he hammers it in!
Be able to say, I was there for the next big win.
The game is over. Upset Illinois over Michigan.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com or by calling 1-866-ILLINI1.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
You've tackled to-do lists all year long, and it's only January. So treat yourself and your skin to some well-deserved R&R. Come to Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event and discover 50% off daily beauty steals from must-have brands like Mario Badescu, Dermalogica, and Clinique. And for a little extra skin love, talk to one of our licensed skin experts for a customized facial and skincare recommendations. Skincare equals self-care at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, now through January 25th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Hey,
at Shane from Rosati's Pizza. This community means a lot to me and everyone here at Rosati's, which is why Rosati's has supported local charities since we opened back in 2007. Now, starting in February, we're going to be donating to a different local charity every month. So if you know a charity that could use our help, please email us at rosatisgm@gmail.com. And know that every time you come to Rosati's for a pizza or Italian beef, you're getting your favorite food as well as helping out a local charity. Rosati's Pizza at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Do you have a big family?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, and they're all supportive of you being a police officer here at the University of Illinois?
Yes, they are actually also surprised that me of my stature has become an officer, and they still can't believe it to this day.
Well, I know there's a lot of power in there. You can tell that you got it going on. We're meeting Officer Nina Thigpen. Was there something along the way that really, you know, you thought maybe police work is what I'd like to do?
Actually, yes, because I grew up always in a position or a job where I was always helping somebody. And somebody came to me and was like, why don't you go into public safety? Like, you seem to have that want, that effort, that urge to go help people no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. So I took the classes and got lucky that they hired me, and I've been here for a year.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callskToday.com. You're listening